Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome back for another episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. We are plunging through June, and it is just getting warmer outside. The weather is getting nicer, and I just love this time of year. I really love summer. But I know today was a little bit of overcast and gloom, and I had some things I had planned to do for today, and I was just like, oh, this looks so icky and nasty outside, and I really don't want to get out and do what I need to do, but I have to. And it wasn't storming or raining at this time, kind of like overcast, it looks like it's about to, but I had to still get out and do what I needed to do and take care of. And this really sparked for me just this idea of how many times do we really have to press forward in a storm or in unwanted circumstances? And I wanted to talk just briefly about that today, how to press forward in a storm. How often in life do we all have unexpected things happen or very traumatic events or depressing events that we may face or experience? So I'm talking about the things that people really don't like to talk about, like the repossessions, the bankruptcies, death, grief, loss, losing a job, bankruptcy, houses going into foreclosure, cars being repossessed, things getting cut off, breakups, divorces, losing jobs, having to relocate and move away from your family, the things that are just extremely detrimental or seem like just a huge setback, failing a class in school and having to retake it, or having your graduation being pushed back, not getting the internship or the job that you wanted. It just goes on and on. And how often in life have we had like multiple things happen just kind of at the same time that are really just bad or really hard to deal with? So this really kind of made me think, what are some ways that we as people can press forward in a storm to make sure that we're still doing what we need to do for ourselves and we don't allow those setbacks to kind of become us and to consume us? So disappointments are inevitable. They happen, whether it's heartbreak or loss, whether it has to do with your job or your career, your significant other, if you have one, your spouse, person you're dating, you're seeing, someone you care about deeply, your children, friends. It could be a loss of a friendship, loss of a loved one, loss of a parent, losing jobs, cars, houses. Like we said, there's so many things that we can lose or that may shift around in life. And what are some ways that we can kind of still press forward in that? I think one of the first steps I think about when I think about a storm, or even when I've experienced really, really deep upsets, I sometimes just have to allow myself what I call like yuck days. Like, it's just, this is going to be a hard day. I may need to leave work early. I may need to work from home more that day. So I'm just like not around people, but I kind of have to allow myself that time to just feel like yuck, like this is okay for me not to feel okay at this time. So really allowing myself to feel has been a big one for me. And I think everybody deserves that too. Like, there are no feelings that are wrong. You know, all of our feelings, they are ours, but we also can accept that some feelings will be temporary and we won't always feel them as deeply or as long. So I think accepting where we're at in that moment and being okay with the feelings that we're having, the emotions that we're having about it, I think it's important to allow that time of, it's okay for me to feel upset. It's okay for me to feel this. I think that's absolutely necessary and I think that's absolutely okay. Next, I think depending on what kind of storm you're going through, and it might be various things that you're dealing with simultaneously. A lot of times that's what we say, you know, when it rains, it pours. Could be lots of different things that are going on. But I think especially if we're dealing with like loss of people or loved ones or just certain situations, it's okay to say that we might never forget something. So just if we're trying to move past something or move through something, It doesn't always necessarily mean we let the situation or the person or what have you go completely. Like, there may still be thoughts about it. It may still be things that resurface. What letting go and moving on and moving forward is for you can look different. So it's, you know, wouldn't be appropriate to tell someone who just lost their parent or their child or anyone close to them to say, well, you know, you're just going to have to let go. Well, no, you know, you're never going to forget that person. You're never going to like not think of those moments that you had with him that were good. And there will still be some times that you're sad. But what does moving forward with your life and healing with that and still keeping their memory alive and the good things alive look like for you? So what does moving forward look like for you? And you don't have to allow others to define that for you. So what other people think you should be doing in your storm or what you're going through, it very well may be warranted and good advice, but know that ultimately you're in control into what that looks like. So like I say, how sometimes I have like yuck days or almost a week. That's okay. You know, that's what it looks like for me. Some people may not need that. Their process might look completely different from mine. They may be more internal and I may be more external with how I express my emotions. That's okay. So just knowing what you need is fine. Like I said, allowing your self time to process is good. I think for me, a big one is, especially when we're having like the yuck days or the yuck time, like, okay, I'm just really having a low. I sometimes have to put a stop on it and say, okay, on this day, I deliberately on that day when I say, okay, this day, however many days it is, it's going to be different. So what I usually have to do and what I usually suggest to people do is do something different in your routine when you really feel like, okay, I have to find some way to press forward. So when you decide, okay, I have to do this if it's a week, if it's a day, if it's 12 hours, what do you need to do? Put a switch or something, a small shift in your routine to help you gain that focus that you need to kind of put yourself back together and work through it. Also, I think it's important to be honest with yourself about your circumstances and what you're going through. But also knowing that, like we said, most things are just temporary or they're passing places, and that's okay. So being honest with your situation, where you're at, whether it's something with your finances, something with a romantic relationship, something with your children and things that are going on with them, something with your job, your business that you're launching, something that you're working on within your any other parts of your wellness, whether it's your physical health, your mental health, what have you, be honest with yourself about where you are at. Be very, very honest. And when we are able to get to that point of true vulnerability with ourselves and where we truly are at across these domains, that's really when we can heal and really when we can say, okay, I do need more of this and less of that. I think it really helps us have the clarity to move forward and to navigate those difficulties that happen. Not to say that they won't hurt, not to say that they won't be hard, but to give us that emotional flexibility to handle them, to have like, okay, I'm going to have this hard time, but I am going to push through it. And some days are going to be harder than others. Some days are going to hurt more than others, but at the end of it, I'm going to move forward. And moving forward and pressing forward, even when it hurts, even when it doesn't feel good, I truly am going to grow in this experience. And I always talk about, it's always hard, definitely when you're in it. Of course, when people say, oh, you know, it'll be for the good. Like, well, nobody really wants to hear that it's going to be for the good when you lost your job and you don't know how you're going to pay your mortgage next month or your car note. Like, oh, in that moment, no one wants to hear there's going to be something great about this because you inside are just kind of like frantic about everything that might be up against you. But even though it's very frustrating at that time, you do have to remember that there will be a better day. And if you can't push it that day for what you're going through, sometimes you just have to think about what better will be out there. Because if you feel like you're absolutely at your lowest, there is no other way for you to go but up. And Sometimes it's we just have to like stop and enjoy life where we're at for the moment. So I know when I had finished grad school and I just was really, really low on my money and I didn't have a lot of resources at all, I used to just kind of stop and I really loved my jogs outside. Like my finances were so horrible at that time. I didn't know if or where I was going to get a job, but those runs every day, I really saw how beautiful like just nature was and how beautiful the earth was that God had given to us. And nothing materialistic really mattered at that point, but I felt it was so, so beautiful. So even though everything around me made no kind of utter sense of what was going on in my life, I still was able to just to find a little activity that gave me a little glimpse or made me feel some beauty around me or know that, you know, there is better out there or there are still even a few things that I can be grateful for, even if it feels like everything is going horrible. So definitely find those little things that you can feel good about. If you're dealing with loss, think about some of the good times. What can you really cherish? If it was losing a job, whether it was let go at something that had to do with what you had done or just the circumstances of downsizing, what would you want different in your next job? What do you want that to look like? You can kind of create this new thing for yourself now that you're kind of like, oh, well, what can I do? Where is this the time when you should launch that business that you were looking at doing? Is this like one of those things where life kind of had to force you to move? So you can kind of look for it in what is the good out of this situation or what good parts can I hold on to as I do move forward? Another thing I want to say is set realistic expectations for yourself and how you move, like we said, and navigate. So again, don't think that everything will just come together in a day or a week. You know that some things will take time, but find those things that help you bring your clarity back together or just kind of being present. So whether that's yoga or meditating or journaling or going to church or praise or worship if you do, whatever you need to do, talking to a counselor to just have that time where you can kind of reflect or just still your mind and be calm and just be aware of where you're at in the moment, but also just have realistic expectations for what the navigation and what the journey may look like and understand that more times than not, it doesn't go the way that we want it to, but just know again, at the end, something good will come out of it and you'll build more resilience and more flexibility when it comes to the next storm or the next difficulty that you might have to navigate in life. And who knows, you may be mentoring and coaching the next person when they go through something very similar, just giving them that encouragement and saying like, oh, I've been there. You know, I've lost a car before or I've lost a house. And just giving them that guidance on, okay, that I know that's a tough time. I've been there and you can get through it. I've been through it too. So sometimes just knowing that what you're getting through and moving through can also help the next person as well. So I'm a big, big, big advocate of paying it forward. And that is what I have hoped to do with the podcast and the show. Again, I hope you all are enjoying the podcast. Please feel free to reach out to me on social media. I'm Kimmy Walker on most platforms, spelled K-I-M-I, last name Walker. And we'll be having some more guest features coming here soon. So we have a lot of great things in store for you this summer on the show. Thank you again for tuning in. Until next time.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.